What's up, y'all? Look at me trying to be cute. Like, let me stop. I'm gonna set the camera right here. I just wanted to hop on here right quick because the Lord told me to. And I know, like, it might seem strange or weird that, I mean, really for the people that have, I guess, known me previously, before I really started developing a relationship with God, I know it's like kind of strange or, you know, whatever, to see me in this way and just to, you know, see me operate like this, like, which is fine, like, you know, I understand. But I have something to say that was placed on my heart this morning when I woke up, and I laid in the bed for about an hour. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I have something to say from the Lord, and I'm not gonna be long, y'all. I swear, like, I'm not, it's not gonna be long because I'm over here doing something. But God was speaking to me this morning, and I immediately heard the words, enter into the room. And this is basically like a formula for entering into the room when God opens a door for you. So the formula is walk by faith plus the favor of God equals the promise. Excuse me, I burped. God is about to open some doors for you, and you are about to enter into the room. The instructions are humble and posture yourself to serve. Take a seat at the table God has already prepared for you. I'm recording it, sis. I'm gonna put it on my page. But it says, humble and posture yourself to serve. Take a seat at the table God has already prepared for you. You heard what I said? That he's already prepared for you. You'll be able to walk into an industry and dominate it because you were faithful in the waiting season. Period. You're going to have to change your mindset because some of you don't even believe you belong there. Some of you are filled with so much doubt and unworthiness that you don't even feel like you belong in the room. You don't even feel like you belong in the industry or the job or wherever, you know, God has placed you. You don't even feel like you belong there. You feel unqualified. You feel like, you know, people aren't going to accept you or whatever the case may be. But he says you're going to have to change your mindset. So you're going to have to start believing in yourself at a whole nother level. You're going to have to start believing in who God has called you to be. Period. You're going to need to cover yourself with confidence, boldness, and assurance. You got to know that you belong in the room. And I don't know what the room is for y'all. I know what the room is for me, but I don't know what the room is for y'all. But God is saying you have to cover yourself with confidence, boldness, and assurance. The main thing you have to realize is that this was meant for you all along. Hello. It just took you some time to get there. I wrote this at 9 o'clock and he told me to post this at 2 o'clock. So whoever's listening to this, look, it's for you. Okay? I don't play. All right? Remember who you are when you walk into this room filled with different people, because they are going to try and stop and stare and wonder, who is this girl? Who is this guy? Who do they think they are? You're going to be met with opposition. When Daniel went into his new position, he was met with opposition. He was met with adversity. So you're going to have to understand that you're going to be met with indifference, people that aren't familiar with you and what you carry and what you offer. So some will be there waiting for you. Some will be there waiting for you to partner with you. Waiting to give you grants, to fund and invest in your business or your career. There are going to be people in this room that are both. They're going to help you, and those are going to try to harm you. But you know who on your side. You know who on your side, God, period. You have to be steadfast and remember to depend on God when you get into this room. You have to constantly seek him for instruction on what to say, what to do, how to act, and what value to give the people in this room. Remember that you are making way for others to follow behind you. So you can't be selfish when God blesses you. Your blessing is not just for you. It's for the people behind you. It's for the people that are in line. The people that you are leading the way. Remember that you are making way for others to follow up behind you. So you can't be selfish when God blesses you. You can't be stingy or arrogant and cocky. That will discount the blessing. My neighbors are loud. When you enter the room, remember to tell your story and be bold in telling it. Tell every detail. Don't be hesitant or afraid to be you, to be who God called you to be. Do not be afraid or hesitant to be who God called you to be. That is going to unlock the favor. You can't pretend and try to be like somebody else. You have to be you. He placed gifts and characteristics inside of you for a reason. They are to be shown. You can't cover up different parts of yourself because you feel unworthy, because you feel like you're not confident in yourself. No, show it. And lastly, remember what you had to go through to get into this room. Remember everything. Every obstacle, every setback, every detour, every mishap, every misfortune, every person, everything, every person that tried to persecute you, everything. Remember what you had to go through to get into this room so that you will appreciate what is about to happen. I know I look a mess. Look at my hair, for Christ's sakes. I haven't put my eyebrows on. Like, I'm really, look at this. Like, I apologize for this. But I had to get the word out. So I'm about to go. Make sure you all go back and listen to and look at this live. I'm going to save it on my page. But you are about to enter into a room. And these are the instructions that you need to have in order for you to see the promise. Okay, bye. I got things to do. See you later. You look cute, huh? Ah, girl. It's the filter. Bye, y'all.